So you want to know how you're sleeping. You want to know if your sleep can sleep better. Well, SleepAce may have the solution for you. Hi, Jamie Davis here from Health Tech Weekly at HTWeekly.com. We're here at CES 2016 in the SleepAce booth. And you know, SleepAce is one of those technologies that you may not think about your sleeping, but it is something that really has an effect on how you go through your entire day. I'm here with Howard, and Howard, tell us a little bit about SleepAce.
Well, SleepAce was basically started by four students from Beijing University, and they developed a product with an application, which is the key, in order to help you better understand your sleep and how to improve your sleep through an application and a piece of hardware. If you come over here, the basic piece is called the Reston. And the Reston has a lithium-ion battery in here and a memory chip so it can memorize or download the information that's gathered from the application. The application looks like this when you have downloaded. And you can see I'm not a great sleeper. I'm trying to show you that it tells you what your score is, and it'll tell you how it derived that score and how to improve your problem areas. This one tells that I slept or is in bed for 6 hours and 8 minutes. I had a breath rate of 61 average and 16. And then it even gives you a graph so you can easily understand how your sleep was. I happen to have a serious problem. That's called sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And had an episode, and it'll even tell me what that episode was all about. And if you have abnormalities in your heartbeat, it even has a graph for that. But the real key to this piece, is understanding how the sleep score is arrived. So if you press on the number of the sleep number, come on, it'll actually then come down and tell you where the numbers are and where your problem areas are. But it doesn't stop there. You look for the problem areas that have the larger negative numbers, press on it, and it will tell you how that is factored in, what it is, and the ways to improve. And that's the key. The whole sleep system starts with our Nox sleep system light. And that light is right over here. When you first try to go to bed, one of the problems that we have is either our minds are racing or we just can't fall asleep. And that's because there's not enough melatonin in our system. Melatonin is what helps us sleep. The red light is conducive to help us form melatonin in our brain, and with the soft sounds, it stops that wandering mind. Then after, when it gets the data from you, in the morning you set the alarm, and we call it a smart alarm. And what that does is, about 30 minutes before it's set, example is if you set it for 7 o'clock in the morning, about 6:30 or so, it's going to start getting brighter and brighter until it simulates a full sunrise and has things like birds chirping to wake you up in a more natural state, in a light sleep mode. Because if you wake up in a deep sleep mode, the opportunities for heart attack and other things are greater. And also you become groggy all day. A good example of that is whenever you get up early and it's about 10 minutes left before your alarm is going up and you decide to lay down again, you should have gotten up, because then when you fall back asleep, you wake up and you're more tired than if you would have woken up naturally.
So is SleepAce available now?
Yes, the Sleep-On Reston is, but the combination for the Nox sleep system will be available in March at a price of $279. The system pieces can be bought separately at $149. Right now it's available on Amazon.com.
Excellent. And where can people find more information about SleepAce?
They can go to mysleepace.com, and that's spelled MYSLEEPACE.com.
Great. Howard, thanks a lot for telling me about SleepAce. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment, another segment here from CES 2016, where we're looking at all the great health technologies here for you and finding the best ways for you to even solve problems with things like your sleep. We're here at htweekly.com. You can find me there. You can also find all our continuing coverage over at tpn.tv.